your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune?
Dion, I hope you're proud of yourself.
What's that?
What?
Life can be so
yesterday, right after the very beginning part of the show, Funny Talking Man disappeared and no one has seen or heard from him.
Oh, no, that's no. Terrible.
Well, his family doesn't have any idea. No note, no nothing. He's gone. He just disappeared. So, way to go.
Oh, man.
Way to go. That's not funny.
A nice, good-hearted little man.
This rover.
Yeah, I'm also addicted to boobies.
So he's funny talking and he's little?
He's a small man, yeah. But
funny talking missing man.
It's disturbing. I don't...
Well, I hope nothing bad happened to him.
I don't believe you. I think you hope something really bad happened to him.
No.
He's dead. That's what I think.
No.
Well, a lot of people liked him. I know that.
Well,
I hate to talk about him in the past tense, but I fear the worst for funny talking man. A person can only take so much humiliation. And you snap.
Yes,
I won't talk about it anymore because I liked him. He was my friend. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 26th day of June, 2 days before the big heat blast of 104 degrees, unless they change that forecast. It doesn't look like they're going to.
I have a traffic bulletin to start the show off with.
Right away.
Now, I hear Dan,
yeah.
But I don't see him. Okay, he's in the traffic center.
Yes, down here.
Let's go live now to the KTRS traffic center, where it is a hubbub of activities. Dan, what's going on?
It's extremely busy, Frank. And Tim Weiland just called this in. Also, this happened right in front of him. He saw this car speed by and rolled over in front of him on northbound 255 at Mousset. All lanes are blocked. The right shoulder is getting by. That's a northbound 255 at Mousset.
It sounds to me like there's a possibility Tim caused it. You know that he who smelt it dealt it?
Right. Yes.
The one who yells first or the loudest is to deflect and detract.
Yeah.
Because maybe Tim... Well, we'll look into it. We'll have the police look into it.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody's okay in that accident. Boy, it's busy there today.
It is.
Later, we may have you go over, even tomorrow, to the Weather Center, which is next door.
Okay.
And just see how they're doing preparing to report on the big heat wave.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Yeah.
Yeah. How many people are working the traffic center today?
Traffic center, let's see. There's one, two, four. Missing it over there. About 12.
12.
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost full capacity.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, thanks. You come back up now.
All right.
Boy, knock on wood, I don't think I've ever seen a wreck happen in front of me.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? I'm trying to remember. I mean, fender benders. Like I told you, open the door for that lady, she fell out dead.
Yes.
But she was real old, and it was just an intersection fender bender. It,
yeah,
really...
besides the accident I've been involved in, I've never seen one occur.
Huh, I saw a friend, we were leaving work one evening, and she was in front of me. We got onto the highway, and it was snowing. And I watched her car spin around and bash into the center median. But
really?
There was nothing I could do.
Yeah, but that wasn't really a bad where
no.
deaths are. But, Tina, you were in a wreck. That, I mean, not only did you
see it, you're
in the car.
Weird how you don't see it when you're in it.
I mean, for people who don't know, because you haven't talked about it but a couple of times, go ahead. When did this happen?
Oh, many years ago.
They came in to pronounce you dead. I mean, didn't they tell your mom?
No, they gave my mom. They told my mom I had a couple hours.
Well, okay,
wow.
That's the same thing. She has a couple of hours to live. Well, that's pretty strong. And so what happened? Head-on collision, what happened?
Yeah, some guy was turning on, I guess he turned onto the street I was coming down the other way, and his car slid. It had been raining, and he had a big car, and I had a little car. And I don't remember seeing anything, but I do remember.
Was it his fault?
Yes. I do remember coming to in the ambulance for just a second while they cut off my clothes. I remember, I think I said something like, my leather coat.
I would have cut your clothes off even if you just bumped your head.
Hey, you jerk. You
safety precaution.
I had a leather coat, and I remember they cut it. I don't know how or why I remember that. And then I remember coming to for a couple seconds on the emergency room table. And then the next thing was a few seconds in the ICU. It was real, real dark, and there was just a bunch of beeping. And then finally, it was a day or so after that in the step-down ICU that I came to.
Oh, that's the room where they pull that little nightgown open and go, I see you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Who knows?
See what I did there?
I wouldn't have known if they did.
Wow. I'll tell you what, if you were my patient, you'd get the thorough look over.
Oh, yeah.
Check every
full exam.
Make sure
I don't think
no
I looked too good at the time.
Well, I'll be the judge.
Doctor Pinion, why is that accident victim have her feet in stirrups?
Yeah. Well, we take every precaution. Yeah. Now, when? What year was this?
79.
Okay, 89, 99. I have to do it this way. 89, so 33 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, today, if somebody looks at you wrong, you sue them. Today, if this happened, you probably could have sued the insurance company of that guy, and you wouldn't even have to be working here.
Well, I could have sued him then.
And why didn't you?
I just thought of him as a person like maybe my brother or something. It was an accident.
He wasn't drunk.
No, it was in the morning. It was raining. His car slid.
Good for you. Yeah. So you know what? Sometimes accidents just happen, and it doesn't make the person that hit somebody mean or irresponsible. It just happens. So
be nice to have some big chunk of money. But
how long were you in the hospital?
Almost 7 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time to be in the hospital.
Yeah,
I mean, I know people have been in the hospital for 2 years and all, but that's... Yeah. And then they thought you wouldn't walk or something?
Well,
or?
Dr. Hawk put a big bar in my leg.
Big rod in.
Yeah, and then he took some bones out of my hip and screwed them.
How'd you feel when they put the big rod in you?
She was under... Yeah, she probably didn't even feel it.
But I was in a wheelchair for a while, and then I had crutches, and then I had a cane, and then by Christmas, I was walking, so...
Wow.
That was in April.
What'd they say about the 2 hours when they told you,
well,
Mom, we have a
because
couple hours?
Well, I think anybody that's in a really bad accident, I think it has something to do with blood clots and stuff like that. Mm. You know, and then after a couple hours, they give you more hours. And then after so much time passes, I guess they figure you're going to make it.
You're driving?
But, you know, there's a lesson here, not to say something so definitive. They could have still said to your mom, you know, it's really touch and go. You might want to go in, you know, but to say she's got a couple hours.
Yeah,
so,
that's
that's pretty definitive. And then what do you say after, you know, a week later you're alive? They go, oh, I'm sorry. You know, that thing we have with Homer or whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. We made a mistake.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you, doctor.
So did his car smash into your driver's door, or did you hit the steering wheel? What did the major injuries come from?
In front of the steering wheel was all smushed up into the steering wheel. I mean, that it was just weird.
So it was a head-on?
Yeah, kind of. Well, not the whole front, just my front, my part.
Now, I've never seen, like Peon says, I've never been driving along and been the first on the scene at some horror. I don't want that. I hope that never happens, where you get out of your car and you go over and you, oh my goodness, you can't even look at people are dead.
I have pictures of my car my brothers took.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I would, too. So a trophy, souvenir. Look what I made it through. My best friend, the guy that was in my wedding, I've known him for a long, long time. He was engaged to the woman he's married to now. They've been married for like 42 years. And there's a wedding date set, and he and his fiance's dad, who would have been his father-in-law, it was just one of those immediate connections. They liked each other. This guy was thrilled that my friend was going to be his son-in-law. And he's riding in the car with my friend. Now, this is my friend with his future father-in-law. Rainy day, which I just think you said was the case, when, if I remember correctly, a guy comes around a curve too fast, crosses over, hits him head on, and my friend looks over, and his father-in-law, head in the dashboard, dead.
Oh, goodness.
Dead. I mean, right before the wedding.
Ugh.
You talk about messing up a special occasion, because all anybody's thinking is he was supposed to give the bride away. He's not here. And my friend said it took a long time. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, this guy crossed over and hit them. But he said just the fact that you look over and you know, he's dead. And it just threw him forward right into the windshield, the dash, and gone.
Man.
And he said it was... it was pretty weird, and that would be strange. So, Burke segment. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to take a lot of phone calls today. I apologize for yesterday. We got overloaded, and we didn't take as many as we wanted to. So we're going to take a lot of phone calls today. It's also Wood Report Day every Tuesday. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
There should be plenty of gossip in the news now. But first, do we have any Burke segment?
I don't really have much going on, except I'm just kind of wondering what my water bill is going to be next month because...
You've been watering?
I have. For some reason, I don't want all my grass to die, but I see a lot of people around me, they just gave up. You know what I mean?
I gave up.
And it comes back next year, so I don't...
Well, and what about all the plants and flowers and all that stuff?
It's tough.
Anything else? Any real Burke segment? No.
Nothing.
I don't.
It's a dead day. All right, Burke segment is officially closed. I want to. We're going to take some calls. Well, you know what? The phones are already lighting up. Let's just take some calls now. Then I will. I'll vent about a couple of stories I saw on the Today Show this morning, knowing about another similar story that the mainstream news has just ignored and refuse to talk about. And this just really bugs me, and I don't know why they do it. But we'll get to that. We're going to the phones now. 314-969-5877 or toll-free 888-550-5877. We'll start with Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How are you, Joe?
This is Joe. From
That's why I said, how are you, Joe?
How are you?
Hi,
good.
Joe.
Good, Joe.
Did Tina say her water broke?
No.
No.
I don't think she said that.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. Yeah.
We were talking about, or you guys were, about accidents in front of you. It's funnier than crap. We're coming back from a float trip up 44, right past Sullivan, and me and a lady friend were...
Now, you know, Joe, you got to. Can you turn your radio down a little bit? I think I hear...
Oh, I'm at work. I'm in... there you go.
Okay.
You
were the lady friend. Now, was this lady friend your wife or a lady friend your wife didn't know about?
Before I was married.
Sure. Okay.
But anyway.
But anyway.
Oh, damn it. There's a guy pulling her trailer, a boat, nice brand new bass boat, and he's weaving, and I could see her finger pointing at him from the back window.
Mm-hmm.
And then he lost his trailer in the boat, and the trailer flipped over.
Separated from the car?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Not good.
Oh, man.
Not something you want to see in the mirror.
Man.
It was crazy. I mean, it was a couple of years ago, but
I had a buddy.
There's a beer and everything.
I had a buddy had that happen. He was towing a boat down the highway, and the thing detached from the truck, and he just looked in the mirror and saw the whole boat and everything just flip over off into the ditch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw it come off, and then the chain was hanging on, and he's trying to get swerve over, and she's pointing her finger at him.
Well, you got a big kick out of that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So she caused it, basically, is what you're saying, Joe.
Yeah.
Probably.
Let me warn anybody out there, if you're driving in front of Joe and you have a horrible accident, he's going to laugh at you.
Yes, he is. Laughing point.
Listen to him.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, Joe, thank you, Joe. We love you more. Not in a sexual way. Well, he got a big kick out of somebody's tragedy.
He did.
I don't like towing things. I've pulled a boat.
I've never had to. Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. If you don't know what you're doing, some people are really good at it. And guys who tow their boats all the time, bass fishermen, you know, it's second nature. But if you're not used to doing it, it's especially backing up. That backing up deal.
Oh,
because once you mess it up, then for some reason you always, to compensate, make it worse.
Yeah, because like, isn't everything like opposite of what you
it's
would
double
think
opposite.
It is?
Yeah, because now you get a mirror, so opposite is even opposite of what it was. Yeah, it's a mess. Scott is here. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Hey, a few years ago, I was going about three or four of us guys following each other and on the highway, and I crested the hill, and there was a car in my lane. I took the ditch, and it hit the guy behind me going head on.
Oh.
Head on, going about 70. So I pulled over, and the guy behind him pulled over, and this guy was driving a Z28 at the time, and it was, he was still alive, but I don't know how, but the guy behind him pulled over and said, hey, good looking out, taking the ditch so you can hit the guy behind you, said yourself.
What a jerk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. What a jerk.
He was next car behind him.
Well, you'd have done what any of us would have done. If there's a way to get out of the way, you go get out of the way. What are you supposed to do? Take
action. You get out of the way. You're off the bat. You think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a jerk about it. But and to kind of find out, the guy that hit him head on just got off work the night before, 311 shift. And been out drinking all night long. He also worked with us.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Well, Scott, we appreciate the call.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you. Jeff wants in on this. Hello, Jeff.
Frank, simple way to back up a trailer is use only one hand on the steering wheel and put your hand at the bottom of the steering wheel. If you want the trailer to go right, move your hand to the right.
Well, Jeff, you sure make it sound.
That sounds good.
But so simple.
Even you could do it, Frank.
No, I've done it. I've trailered some boats. But my point is, one, depending on the size of the thing. If you're pulling a jet ski or a wave runner or something, that's a little bit different. It's kind of easy to correct. But buddy, you get something significant behind you, and you start getting at a right angle and try to get out of it. It can be a mess. But I get what you're saying.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
Big trailer, big boat,
big feet.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. Man has a big trailer, big boat. He has big feet. I've heard that.
There you go.
Thank you, Jeff. I'll tell you what I did see one time that was funny. I know Joe was laughing at that other thing, but this was. It wouldn't have been funny if it had been me with my wife, but I was at the Inn at Grand Glaze, which is a hotel that's been at Lake of the Ozarks forever, and I hear some yelling and, stop, back, fly. You could hear it from inside the restaurant, so I go over and walk over to the window, and and outside the window there's a loading ramp. Where you can, if you're a guest there, you back your boat into the water and then you take it and park it at the dock. And this guy was in the boat. For those of you who've never launched a boat, somebody's in the car or the truck and the other person is in the boat. And when you back the trailer into the water and you get it far enough in, the boat starts to float. You disconnect it, you start the boat, and you slowly back the boat off the trailer. Or you can just kind of let it float off. It was a station wagon. One of the old Town and Country Ford type big wagons or Caprice wagon. And his wife, it was very obvious that he was having her help him only because he had to. He didn't have anybody else and she didn't know what she was doing. And she backs this thing down and she goes in and he's saying, a little more. And then there was the point where she couldn't recover. And the boat, the trailer, the station wagon all went underwater.
Oh.
The entire station wagon. She climbs out of the window as it's sinking. And I'm standing there thinking, I cannot even believe what I'm looking at. And it was like a movie just that,
yes.
That just sort of slowly. And this guy is... He's in the boat floating, and he just stands there, just
watches it.
Oh my goodness! It was like he was wanting to just burst out crying, or kill his wife, or both. It was hilarious.
I had a friend of my uncle. It was a similar story. He got, and you know those ramps sometimes get that moss on.
Oh,
it?
They get that slick. Yes.
Oh, and so it got to the point where the whole thing just started sliding into the water. You can't do anything about it.
Which, by the way, is a good thing about front wheel drive or all wheel drive. You're going to launch boat and the surface can be slippery at all, man, you better have those front wheels able
yes.
to pull you back out of there, because I know exactly that mossy stuff you're talking about.
Oh, it's like ice.
Yeah, I've slipped on it just getting out of the boat.
Oh, yeah, just on your feet, yeah.
It is like ice. All right, we're going to take our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll take some more phone calls, I promise. I want to share this real quickly with you. This morning on the Today Show, there were two featured stories about... They referred to them as children who were heroes. They were, in both cases, 11 or 12 or something. And one, maybe you saw them, one was a little boy who was home and realizes somebody's breaking in his house. So he hides in a closet and calls 911. And they played the 911 tape, and he's saying, somebody in my house. And it was really creepy and scary, and you're hoping, oh, come on, hope the police get there. And they did, and the dispatcher was wonderful, and she says, please speak softly, don't want them to hear you, but tell me, the police are on the way, where are they now, and can you describe them? And everything worked out. Then they played a second story about a girl they called a hero, because she was at home with, I believe, her sister or another sibling, and sees three punks in the window trying to look through the drapes or the curtains. So she calls 911, locks herself in her bedroom. Same scenario. this dispatcher stays on the line with her. The cops get there. They arrest the three punks. Here's the story that I have not heard or seen anywhere much, but it's an Associated Press story out of Phoenix. It happened just this last week. 14-year-old boy is with his siblings. They're 8, 10, and 12, so there are four of them. It's him with his 8, 10, and 12-year-old brothers and sisters. I don't know if they're boys or girls, but they're four kids. And a woman rings the doorbell. Now, this is in Phoenix. It was last Friday afternoon. And the kid didn't open the door. Again, he's 14, because he didn't recognize the woman. Very smart, because the burglar was smart to send the accomplice, the woman, to the door. Because I think most kids would have a tendency to open the door for a woman. But he didn't do it. And he just basically ignored her. She rang the bell, and he didn't open it. So I guess the woman assumed, because nobody answered, that nobody was home. So he hears this loud banging on the door and realizes he can see this guy outside who had sent this woman up. Now he knows what's going on. This guy is breaking in. So the kid grabs his brothers and sisters, goes upstairs to his bedroom, his parents' bedroom, and gets a gun that he knows his dad has up there. Now, when he calls 911, the guy who broke in also is armed. And when he gets to the top of the stairs, he looks down and sees the guy literally look up at him. Now, imagine you're a kid at the top of the stairs. You look down. Here's a guy looking up at you, and the guy raises the gun to shoot the kid, and the kid shoots first and shoots this 37-year-old guy. Now, the bad news is the 37-year-old guy is going to live. He is expected to survive, but he was in critical condition. The kid got off a pretty good shot. Why was that not on the news? Why is that kid not also a hero? You know why? Because he had a gun in his hand. And in this country, with a lot of people, no matter who holds the gun, if you're holding a gun, you're a bad guy. We don't want to talk about it. Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't make sense to me.
He's a bigger hero than the other two, I think, because he saved his
Well, he confronted an armed, unarmed man who apparently was ready to shoot this kid. And it says that the suspect never even got a shot off. This kid hit him enough that it took him, put him right down. And the police, I love the comment. It says the police said, "We don't ever want to see a situation where a teenager has to use a weapon to protect his family." Right off the bat, they almost make it sound like we don't like that this happened. But then they say, "But this young man did exactly what he should have done. I'm not sure he gave full thought about what he had to do. He just acted."
Well, now, of course.
You don't have time to think about it. Now, here's the other interesting part. They say that they're not sure whether the boy had ever had any training in how to use a firearm. Are you kidding me? Of course he was familiar with a firearm. And nobody who has never had any kind of training or any introduction to firearms would know to get the gun, what to do with it, how to fire it, how to aim, how to hit anybody. It's a ridiculous statement. So he did know what to do, and he did. And by the way, this was at 4:30 in the afternoon. And they're saying that a lot of the crimes now, especially in subdivisions and neighborhoods, take place in the middle of the afternoon when they know that you know, mom and or dad are at work. Kids may not be at home from school yet. They'll go, ring a bell, see if anybody's home. Even though it's the middle of the day, if nobody's home, that's when they go in, because that's when you're least likely to expect them. So the dad says he's proud of his son, and I think this kid belongs in the same newscast as all those, other two kids. And for the life of me, I just don't understand why so many people are so reluctant to acknowledge the proper use of a handgun or any gun when it saves somebody's life. This could have saved the lives of four kids. Who knows how deranged this guy was. If he's going to point a gun at a kid, he might have killed all four of those kids.
Yep.
So we got to somehow find a way to change the mainstream news media and get them to acknowledge right from wrong. We're also going to acknowledge Thompson Price and his induction a few years ago into the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. It's not Cooperstown, okay? It's not. I'm sure it doesn't attract a lot of visitors. I've never heard anybody say when I say, hey, where are you guys going on vacation this summer? Oh, Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. I've never heard that. But there is such a thing, and he's in it. And there aren't many people in it, and it's hard to get into. And to do it, they have to acknowledge your work, be familiar with your work, your status in the community, the status of your business, the integrity of your business, and the satisfaction expressed by your customers. And Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home has made it into that Hall of Fame. Thompson Price himself actually is the person in there. But it takes a whole... I like to say it takes a village. I made that up.
Huh. Really?
You know, Thompson Price is kind of like this show. It's not one person. This show takes the brilliance and the talent... Oh, wait a minute.
What?
No.
I'm thinking of another show. Okay. But he's got a great bunch of people, and you can't have the end result be the product and the work that you want it to be unless the people around you think like you and have the same goals as you. And Thompson Price's people do. They are, I will tell you, perfectionists. So don't try to get them to cut some corners, do something a cheap way. They're never going to overcharge you. You're going to get your money's worth, but they refuse to do shoddy work. You're not going to get a new kitchen for $5,000. Not going to happen. Not a completely remodeled 2012 and beyond killer kitchen. So when you're ready to do it right, you go to this website, thompsonprice.com, and remember, the showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester in the shopping center where TJ Maxx is, and they're right next to McAllister's Deli. And the reason I stress that is if you're in any other showroom than that one, you're in the wrong place. You're not at Thompson Price. Go to thompsonprice.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Hey, I want it on the record. I did not cause this accident.
We didn't say specifically, definitively that you did. We just said it seemed, I don't know.
You dropped a hint.
Yeah, we threw out the possibility.
Well, yeah, you know, there's plenty of stuff to talk about this afternoon because I was coming, I had a harder time coming over the JB Bridge on 255 than ever because right at the mouth of the JB Bridge, you had a pickup truck that lost a boat and they were had the right lane closed down there. You were backed up to Telegraph. And then the further you got ahead at Moosette, you had this overturned vehicle and it was blocking all three lanes. And when I was trying to get off of Moosette, you had all the fire engines and police coming up the opposite ramp there. So they may have had the highway shut down for a while, but it sounds like the right shoulder was getting through. You're backed up at least to 157. Now downtown, you have that westbound Highway 4064 was shut down, and you had a backup that went at least back to Tudor. Southbound 270 is running slow from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, that's running a little bit slow now. Hampton through McCausland, and then 270 through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's coupon sale. For a limited time, save up to $400 on coupon savings on all the best brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more. Only at Mattress Firm. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Wednesday is going to be Supreme Court Eve on the Morning Quickie. Thursday is when we know we'll get the decision on Obamacare and whether or not the individual mandate will survive. Will the whole law be struck down? Will parts of it will be struck down? Or will someone come to their senses and let Judge Judy decide the whole thing on the next Morning Quickie?
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE, ABC Checker Cab.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you want to get more out of your multivitamin? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. I want to tell you about Neovitin, a daily multivitamin and antioxidant supplement that not only gives your body a sensible dose of 20 different vitamins and minerals, but it also provides you with four separate antioxidants. These four antioxidants provide your body with additional nutritional support that many other multivitamins don't. It's like taking five different supplements in one. Neovitin is made right here in the U.S. by a certified good manufacturing practice facility, and a portion of the proceeds from the sale of Neovitin are donated to cancer charities and research. Neovitin is available at all Deerberg's pharmacies and Schnucks pharmacies by request, and for a full list of retailers and for more information, visit neovitin.com. That's N-E-O-V-I-T-I-N, neovitin.com. Deerberg's and Schnucks pharmacies by request or neovitin.com.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed right. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today at 1-636-614-3140 to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 1-636-614-3140, and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want? The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
I think a lot of people think farmers insurance is just for farmers. I bet there are people who think that. I'm surprised years ago they didn't go, let's change the name of this. Some people won't think it's just for farmers. We're going back to the phones. We have some people holding, but if you would like to join them, here we go. 314-969-5877. Toll free, 888-5877. Sean has been very patient, and thank you for holding. Sean, how are you?
Great, guys. How you guys doing?
Let me check. Hey. How we doing?
Good, hey. Sean.
Great.
Fantastic. First off, AM and the PM.
Good way to be. Hallelujah.
Hey, and I just wanted to quickly comment on what you were talking about regarding the family and firearm and defending themselves. You know, kudos to the parents for, hopefully, I'm sure, that they teach the child to safely handle, operate, and respect that firearm that he was able to use to defend his gift of life and his family's gift of life in its own home.
Sean, do you know there are people who are listening to you right now who are changing stations because they flat out, every once in a while I get an email from somebody and it's something like, it's very rare, but when I get it, it's like, we don't want to hear anything about guns. Really? You don't want to hear anything about them? I mean,
the unfortunate side of that, though, is that it's more common. I mean, you hear this all the time, and it's terrible to hear a story like that, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's comforting to know that the family can defend themselves from these people who are trying to physically harm them.
Right, because the only parents we ever hear about are the drunken scumbag losers who leave the loaded gun out, the kid gets in, he shoots his brother. Oh, that's at the top of the news. Okay.
Yeah.
The negative ones, but we don't hear this story about, and you're right, it's about more than just the kid saving his brothers and sisters. It's about parents who properly train this kid when and how to use that weapon if he ever had to. But it's just not a story they want to tell.
Yeah, not a popular one.
No, but you got a good point about it being a story about parenting, because it really is.
Yeah, definitely. And I have one last question for the problem solvers.
Well, hang on then. If you need the problem solvers, then you need us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem?
Okay, so you were talking about boats and launching a boat and things of that nature and the blub, 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 and, you know, targets. Anyway, I have a full-size truck. And I have a full-size truck, and it's a two-wheel drive, and I've been thinking about buying a boat, but, you know, two-wheel drive and launching a boat. And,
tricky.
You know, I don't really know how well that works, and, you know, you don't want to be that guy who gets his truck stuck while everybody's trying to launch their boat. And so, just to do some research, I went on YouTube, and
don't even tell me, because if I start watching it, I'll be watching it for 3 hours.
Oh my God, it's just absolutely awful. So anyway, I was curious if yourself or the problem solvers, I should say, have any advice for me regarding that.
Well, my advice would be this. It all depends on the ramp. There are some ramps, lots of ramps, that are specifically constructed with ridges and some traction material in that concrete, where even a rear-wheel drive vehicle, you back it in there as far as you need to back it, and you're gonna pull right out of there. I would know the ramp and the water and the river or the lake or whatever, because sometimes, and look, I'm not a biologist, but for whatever reason, what Peon talked about, so I've seen ramps with that slimy stuff, the kind that's on the rocks and you slip on them in the water, and then I've seen ramps that, my goodness, the tires just, that you couldn't make them slip. So I know the ramp, but my suggestion to anybody, and I'm certainly not an expert, who's going to buy a boat and trailer it and launch it is, man, I'd get a 4x4. I wouldn't even take the chance.
Makes sense.
All right. Well, good luck. Let us know when you get your boat.
We have done it again.
Thank you, Sean.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Same here.
I have another traffic bulletin, and
we're stacked up with calls, but we have to go now again to the KTRS Traffic Center. Standing by with the traffic staff is Dan Strauss. Dan, what do you have?
Thank you, Frank. Tim will have more on this, but a listener called this in. Southbound 270 right before Manchester, a 5-car accident. People just kind of started running into each other, and it's backed up past 40 right now.
What is going on?
Southbound 270 right before Manchester.
Good job. Tell the staff they're doing a great job down there.
Great job.
All right, come on back up here. Let's jump over to Joe, I think, is next. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
The ideas that need to be put forth to make people understand and not turn their radios off when you talk about guns, there is a moral exercise of violence known as self-defense.
I agree.
A priest will agree with that, who is otherwise perhaps anti-violent.
Right, very pacifist.
And the point, there's even a finer point to it. It's the defense of innocence, which is most moral.
Right.
If you're a bank robber defending yourself, you know, that's not quite the same, is it, as moral self-defense.
You're preaching to the choir here.
Well,
but
I wish people in the media would think in those terms. Listen to a chain of reason and not just some platitude or propaganda.
You know, I've heard people say to me, because every once in a while the topic of guns, and people know I shoot and I have handguns. I'm not a professional. But they'll make this statement: I hate guns.
Yeah.
And inevitably, if I go, really, you hate guns? How many guns do you have? Well, I've never had a gun. I've never shot a gun. I would never own a gun. Yet you hate them. You don't even know enough about them. What you hate is the people, the wrong people using them. That's what you. So you associate the gun with the people that use them wrong.
What they should hate is violent aggression.
There you go.
Easy.
There you go.
It's very easy.
Yeah, Joe, good point. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Peon, can I sneak one more?
I think so.
One more. That'll be Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm in the PM.
That's good. How can we help you?
Okay. I would like you to know I'm a very good customer of First Community Credit Union in Fenton.
Beautiful.
Good for you.
Thank you. And they have my house, my car, my truck, rather.
They have all that? Did they just come take it? They have your house and your car?
Oh, I think so.
Let's say they own it right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, you finance it through them.
Right.
Okay.
Anyhow, I have since retired, and of course, my stuff goes to First Community. Friday, I was in the bank talking to a Melissa Parati from Fenton, and she took care of all my 401 paperwork for me, which means when it gets there, First Community then controls that.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. She was very nice. She explained everything, and I was... You know, very fortunate to have talked to her.
Well, that's very nice of you to call. Now, did I ask you to call? Do we know each other? Did I call you or email you and say, hey, call me about First Community? No. Voluntarily, I get this all the time. And I really appreciate your doing business with them.
And I have something else, too.
Okay, quickly.
Okay, I've been cleaning, and I found a signed autograph from various radio people.
Mm-hmm.
One is a Lou Coolidge.
Yes, Lou Cooley.
And
wow.
John Reed.
I don't know John Reed.
Well, I think that's his name. And then there's a Keith. Well, anyhow, they were KXOK people.
Keith Morris,
that's right.
Right.
And then there was another one, but I can't read his name either. But anyhow, this goes back to maybe, I guess, the 60s,
correct.
I guess.
Right.
So anyhow, I just thought I'd let you know I have their autographs. Do you want to buy it?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't like radio people. But,
I don't like radio people.
No, it's a weird breed of people. But that's all nice of you to offer to sell me that. I appreciate it, Stephanie. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. Isn't that nice that she wanted to sell me?
Yeah, she thought she
might be interested.
Yeah,
that's thoughtful. It really
yes, it is.
All right, I got to thinking about air conditioning because this 104 forecast is for Thursday. And you know how miserable you are if your air goes out or your power goes out or something. And I got to thinking about the entire time that I grew up. And it's not because there wasn't air conditioning. We just couldn't afford it. I cannot believe that pretty much my whole life till I got married and rented a trailer in a trailer park that happened to have a window unit, we didn't have any air conditioning.
I know.
Oh. Every day and night. I don't care if it's 100. I don't care how uncomfortable. We had, a lot of people, a window fan that my dad would put in the window, and then, you know, he'd seal it around the frame, and then he would oil it.
It would go out.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was
different, though, because you guys didn't know what it felt like to have.
Well, of course. You know?
You're conditioned.
You don't know what you don't know.
You have nothing to
compare it to. If you've never been cold in the summer, then you don't even know that that's possible. But it's just funny when I start thinking about it. And then my aunt, we had an aunt who got a window unit, and I remember standing, when we went to visit, she says, look what we got. And I walked over, and I stood in front of it, and that smell, air conditioning clean, oh my goodness, my brother and I would just stand there and just inhale the front of that air conditioner. Certainly times have changed. It's a rarity when people don't have air conditioning. And of course, central air, my goodness, we didn't see that for well after I'd been married a few years. If you have it, you probably do, you need this name, Matheny. You're going to really need it. And those of you who put off the maintenance of the service, you're going to pay for this in about 2 days here. Call them now, Matheny Heating and Cooling. You're going to like them. They're going to like you. How could they not? You're giving them business and your AM and the PM, and they'll reward you for that. You tell them your AM and the PM, they take 15% off your first service call. They've done it for everybody who has said, because I get the emails. I told them I was AM and the PM, boom, 15% off. And they also have a discount for you for being AM and the PM on their plan service agreement. 70 years in business this year. What a fantastic family business this is. Matheny Heating and Cooling, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Oh, and they work on everything, every brand, every type, commercial, residential, St. Louis and St. Charles counties. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yes, we do have that five-car accident. It's on southbound 270 just before Manchester. The two left lanes are blocked. It looks like they have the flatbed trucks on the scene, and you are backed up between Olive and Ladue all the way down through Manchester. And they're still working with the accident northbound 255 just before Moosette. And that had three lanes blocked. People were just squeezing by on the shoulder, and you were backed up to approaching Highway 157. Now, it looks like on eastbound 270, you're slowing Lindbergh through 170 and westbound 70, a little bit slow, Mid Rivers Mall Drive through TRQs. And this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Get a delicious midday boost of flavor with a fresh fruit smoothie from St. Louis Bread Company. Go for a tart black cherry, tropical mango, or sweet strawberry, each blended to order using Stonyfield Farm low-fat organic vanilla yogurt. Try one today at your neighborhood St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Used JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. Internet crooks stealing personal information and credit card numbers stopped in their tracks.
They went by screen names like Oxide Docs, Josh the God,